You're listening to Montreal Now with Aaron Rand and Natasha Hall on CJAD 800.
That is James Menney. He is over at the Montreal Gazette. So, Jim, a big immigration announcement today. The premier was there. So was the immigration minister, Christine Fréchette, in this particular case. Look, interesting take on this is there seem to be two options, right? It's either 50,000 or 60,000. And, of course, as soon as you hear the number 60,000, we think back to what the premier said originally. But I'll let Phil Oche of the Gazette, who was there to ask the question, ask it and then get you to comment on the premier's answer. Brian?
Premier, during the election campaign, you said that going above 50,000 immigrants a year in Quebec would be suicidal. How is it no longer suicidal now to go to 60,000?
Because I thought at the time that the federal government wouldn't permit us to increase only the percentage of economic immigrants. And so far, with the discussion we had with the federal government, they are more than open to accept that. So it's changing completely the picture.
Okay. Does that seem legit, James?
You want to get a steady job that can give you a guaranteed income? Do a weekly update of immigration policy in Quebec. Okay? Because it's not just, oh, well, you know, it's over to 60,000. What they announced today was a total... No, actually, it wasn't a total overhaul. What they announced today was, with a straight face, is, you know what, we've gone up into the attic, we've shuffled through all the trunks, we found the original immigration policy that we had back in, 2019, the one we scrapped, the one that nice Monsieur Jeanette Barrette decided to scrap when he was immigration minister, and we're going back to that. And we're going to have a sliding scale on the necessity or the level of French that you'll have to speak, and apparently they have made a distinction between a baker and or a dental assistant not having to have the same level of French as, say, a university graduate, but even though, you know, they can both be university graduates. It's more of the same chaotic potpourri of, and even that answer, guys, come on. You know, it's like, oh, that was done, and this is now. Mm-hmm. We didn't know the feds were going to do this. You're supposed to be working with the feds. I mean, I know you have your own immigration ministry, but immigration is not exclusively a provincial domain, as you well know, Mr. Legault. The fact is the heat is on François Legault, and the heat's coming from the business community because this idea of a labor shortage is not a myth. It is now part of our daily bread, so to speak. We are firing on one cylinder, as my dad, the mechanic, used to say, and they need more bodies. Probably because it's the hole he dug with his own mouth, François Legault has got to make this about French, even though this is the last thing that's at issue here. Quebecers will agree we need more workers. Our economy needs more workers. And if we don't get those workers, and they're not coming from Quebec, if we can't make them up. So he can dress this up as, you know, a French promotion-friendly program. He can say whatever he wants, but the fact is he has flip-flopped again on what was supposed to be a non-negotiable campaign pledge. We are not going over 50,000. When you use the word suicidal, I don't think you're just speaking off the cuff. That was a very deliberately chosen word. Mm-hmm. And now I say, well, no, the situation is different. Already, critics are saying, yes, this is indeed suicidal. It's going to affect all culture, blah, 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 blah. But you see, there are two worlds, and François Legault has to somehow exist astride them both. The one where we have the perpetual red alert over how Quebec could disappear tomorrow if we let too many immigrants in, if we let too many of the others in, and the other where actual Quebec, real Quebec, you know, business people with names like Tanguay and Castonguay and Tremblay are saying, buddy, we need workers or we're going to go under. So this seems to be, you know, another sort of so-called CAC compromise. It would be easier to digest, guys, if it wasn't for the fact that François Legault, every single day of his career as premier, likes to come across as the guy who doesn't compromise. But man, oh man, this was a retreat. No, make no mistake about it. And I guarantee you, even though, well, it's one of the options we're looking at, the fact they even mention the 60,000 figure means they are absolutely going to do it.
Filotier also did a great job of bringing up something that I think the premier fundamentally doesn't get, which is that some people want to come here and be immersed in the French culture and learn French. And I fall into that category. And when I started working, my French wasn't that great. But bit by bit, I became fully bilingual and I'm paying my taxes here and a functioning member of society. But I feel like the premier simply sees no place for people like that.
Well, the premier simply doesn't see any place outside of the regions where that keep him in power. That's what that's Francois Legault's field of vision. If he won some seats in Montreal, who knows? Maybe it would have been different. But he realizes the people that he needs to keep on his side, that he has decided to name himself the protector of, are the people who would very rarely, if ever, meet an immigrant. If ever, meet someone from outside of their region. This is what it's come to. And so we have these ridiculous flip-flops, 180-degree turnarounds, and as I mentioned before, it wouldn't be so embarrassing politically were it not for the fact that Francois Legault seems unable to go a day without uttering some piece of over-the-top rhetoric, especially when it comes to the French language in Quebec.
But, it's interesting to Natasha's point, this idea where he's about the decline of French. We keep hearing it over and over. It's a broken record. Yet he will always, and he did it again today, specifically single out Montreal as if the rest of the province doesn't matter. The issue with French declining in his mind is all about Montreal, yet no one ever calls him out on that.
Well, no one's going to call him out on it, and well, simply because the real danger is coming from Francois Legault's constituency. They aren't cranking out enough babies. It's as simple as that. So we have to go import Francophones. This is what, in their version of immigration policy, we're trying to import Francophones. And lest we forget, we're sort of thinking that, well, this is marvelous, joie de vivre, everyone wants to live here. I'm a Francophone, I want a job, I'm bilingual. I'm a Francophone, I speak English, I don't know, I live in Europe someplace. Do I really want to go through all kinds of hoops and handstands, okay, to work in one of the highest tax jurisdictions on the planet Earth? How are you making me welcome? Never mind my language. I speak my language. I have no worries about language. You guys have your own phobias. That's fine. What makes it good for me to work there? That's not there. The idea here is, oh, we've got this sliding scale. I wish they'd stop making policy, okay, for a clutch of language zealots and columnists, and take a long, hard look at what's happening in this province, take a long, hard look at the challenges all of us are facing economically, regardless of what language we speak, rather than going through these ridiculous dog and pony shows. Fearless prediction, we're going to have another change in policy within a year's time.
Oh.
On immigration, you figure they're going to have to make
Absolutely.
A decision one way or the other,
Absolutely.
Right? So that opens the window for that, I guess, or the door.
Well, listen, today was the first compromise, right?
Yeah.
And he can turn around and say, well, I thought a year from now, I thought it was 60,000. Mm-hmm. Clearly the situation has changed.
Yeah, fair enough. Let me ask you real quick before we run out of time, this idea here about the education ministry, what have they been told to produce?
Oh, this is great. The education ministry was subject to an audit by the Auditor General. The Auditor General discovered that one out of every four teachers in Quebec is working illegally, which is to say they don't have a teaching certificate. Because why? Because they had to be dragooned into service. There's a shortage of teachers, don't you know? So it turns out they want to get the AG wants to get to the bottom of this, and the Ministry of Education was so incapable of answering any of the questions that the AG actually had to give the ministry a list of what it should try and find out. Some of them are really, really neat. How many people have left on retirement? How many pupils do you have in each of your classes? Let that one sink in for a second. How many sort of like so-called illegal teachers do you have actually working in the system, and what is their level of academic training? Remember, these are questions they had no answer for.
This whole education ministry, I don't care who they put in that particular chair. Now it's Bernard Dranville. It seems to be a giant mess and not getting better at all, just getting worse.
Well, remember, everything was supposed to be so much better when they got rid of school commissions and school boards because, mon Dieu, c'est tellement cher, ces élections-là.
How'd that work out, huh?
And what do we have now? We have a bunch of bureaucrats who in many cases, and this is what the ministry's excuse was, well, we try to get that information from the service centers and sometimes they just don't tell us.
Gotta love it. Jim Manny over at the Montreal Gazette. Thank you, Jim.
Adamant.